truly a rat's nest. 10 minutes later, I was peddling away into the night. I really needed to talk to my therapist about becoming more assertive. The rain pounded down on my head. I choked back tears. My best suit was getting ruined. How would I explain this one to Starchette? Do you know her? She's the cute mouse who works down at my dry cleaners. I started off on the main road, but soon found myself on a dirt path. It led into a deep, dark forest. Rat-munching rattlesnakes! Things were going from bad to worse. The sky grew darker and darker. I tried to light the way with the tiny flashlight attached to my keyring. It didn't work. I felt like my cousin Squinty before he got glasses. Everything was pitch black. Suddenly, the bicycle's front wheel hit a stone. The cart turned over. My suitcase flew into the air and landed on my tail. Jeez, niblets, I squeaked. I knew I shouldn't have trusted them. Right then, I heard the sound of faraway music. It gave me hope. Guided by the music, I pedaled for another 15 minutes. Then I reached a clearing in the forest. I noticed a weathered old sign. It read, Rat Hole Hotel. Safe at last, I murmured happily. But my happiness didn't last long. I pulled up to the hotel. It was a 3-story wooden shack with a collapsed roof and broken windows. At the entrance lay a doormat full of holes. From the doorknob hung an Elkum sign. The W was missing. I stumbled off the bike. I was dizzy from all the exercise. Spots swam before my eyes. Still, one thing was clear to me. The Rat Hole Hotel was definitely a rat hole!